under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 25th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. There is a splitter strategy underway in a lot of races, mostly the presidential primary, as we're seeing these candidates slowly but surely going to start dropping out. Perry Johnson announced that he's stopped his failed candidacy for president and has come out and endorsed Donald Trump. That's his way of making nice with the former president, who I believe eventually will be the nominee for the Republican Party. So what are they doing? They've got these communist prosecutors that hate Donald Trump, hate everything about him, hate him personally, hate his policies, hate the way that he was fixing our country when he was president, the 45th president. Did a fantastic job when it came to policy. We had energy independence. We were strong and respected around the world. China wasn't going after Taiwan. Russia wasn't invading Ukraine. Iran wasn't backing Hamas, going in and killing innocent Israelis. We weren't under the threat of a tax known as inflation. We weren't getting killed economically, politically, foreign policy. We had a strong leader in the White House and the world knew it. Well, the rhinos would rather see Joe Biden reelected than Donald Trump coming back as the 47th president. Part of the rhino establishment, neocons, of course, is the Cheneys. I lost a lot of respect for Kevin Costner when he was supporting Liz Cheney for her reelection to the U.S. Congress. She got her butt kicked. Absolutely got her butt kicked in Wyoming. Well, now guess what Liz Cheney is thinking about doing? Well, let me give you this report.
Cheney is hinting at a 2024 presidential bid, astonishingly right after a monumental defeat in her Wyoming reelection. Despite her dwindling popularity, she's setting her sights on the highest office. But here's the catch. Her relentless criticism of Trump doesn't make her a genuine contender. It makes her a darling of the Democrats, nothing else. With her father's network, she's mustered up some monetary momentum, but that's hardly a ticket to victory. She's barely a blip on the Republicans' radar, and Democrats, they won't likely back her. Her candidacy seems more like a ploy to vex Trump loyalists and, cynically, to hawk her new book. Considering the diverse anticipated candidates like RFK Jr. and Cornel West, Cheney's bid is a moonshot. In truth, she's not marching towards the Oval Office. She's veering towards political irrelevance. Dive deeper. Tap the link below.
And the thing of it is, that's so interesting, that is so absolutely interesting about all of this. She wrote a book. She wants to sell a book. Her daddy, Dick Cheney, the neocon, wants her to run to take away votes from Donald Trump. Now, she's not going to run as a Republican. She cannot win the Republican nomination. She will run as an independent, much like Ross Perot did back in 1992, which will help the Democrat win the presidential election next year. That's how much they hate Donald Trump. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three. See, you have to understand the splitter strategy. They're doing it in the presidential race. They're doing it in the U.S. Senate race here in Michigan. They may even end up doing it in some school board races and county commissioner races next year. Let me explain. Here's how the strategy works. You get enough people to run where you split the vote. You split the vote so that the weakest candidates can potentially win with a very small percentage of the vote. This isn't really an organized strategy. There's not a bunch of people sitting around strategizing about how they're going to get their block of splitters elected. But independents, people that are part of the parties, well, they'll throw their names in the hat. Many of them run as a Republican in Republican districts. But they're not really Republicans. They're Democrats or flat-out socialist communists, progressives, woke agenda individuals pushing an agenda, hoping that they can get their name out there enough support where people will vote for them. But you see, we're not going to allow that to happen. We are going to organize, and we are going to get local support from local county parties, and we are going to run slates, a block of individuals that we want the people to consider voting for, supporting, putting up a yard sign, put a business card in your wallet or purse with your driver's license, and vote for these candidates that we, the people, have vetted and would like to see installed in these elected seats. I don't care if it's county clerks, county prosecutors, county sheriffs, county commissioners, school board members. This is the way it's going to be done. And the other side, not as organized as us, not financially backed by local county parties, they will lose. But that's good. That's okay. You guys go ahead and run your slate of splitters. We will expose you on this radio show, and we will get the truth out to the voters. Voter guides, doors will be knocked, signs will be put up. And the people will know who to vote for at the local level. Now, many criticize me for putting this out there. It's not going to matter, people. You have to understand, I have no problem in putting forward the battle plan because we will be victorious. Our plan will work. Their plan will not. So if you want to waste your time and embarrass yourself and get less than probably 5% of the vote, please run for school board, county commissioner, run for county sheriff, do whatever you want to do. It's not going to work. Our candidates are going to be victorious because we are going to do the right thing and get the right people elected next year. I don't know if that's going to happen in the presidential race. I don't even know if it's going to happen in the U.S. Senate race. But it will play itself out on the statewide race. I don't care about the statewide race. I don't care about the presidency. I don't care about the U.S. Senate seat. I think it's a foregone conclusion that Elisa Slotkin is going to replace Debbie Stabenow in the U.S. Senate. I hate to say it. I'd love to see a Republican get it. But Mike Rogers or James Craig is not a Republican. They are not Republicans that I would support. But yet the establishment's going to support them because they believe that their candidate, their puppet, their deep swamp candidate would have a snowball chance of beating Elisa Slotkin. I don't think so. Mike Rogers would not support him in a million years. I would probably not even vote for him. I will mark my ballot individually, and I will leave that one blank. I'm definitely not going to vote for Elisa Slotkin, but I'm not going to hold my nose and vote for Mike Rogers. Not going to do it. Not going to vote for a union Democrat in the form of James Craig. If you guys want to anoint Rogers or Craig as the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, go ahead, knock yourself out. I'm not going to be part of it. may as well let the Democrat have it for the next 30, 40 years, because you know what? What difference does it make? Mike Rogers isn't going to be any worse than Elisa Slotkin. As a matter of fact, he might even be more worse than her if he ever gets back to the U.S. Senate. The deep swamp establishment rhino that Mike Rogers is, sorry, not interested. I'd rather see him lose to Elisa Slotkin than him go to Washington and try to lie to us that he's a Republican, a conservative. Yeah, right. So, done with the process at the federal level, even at the statewide level when it comes to the U.S. Senate. But you know where we're laser focused? Our communities. School boards, county commissioners, county sheriffs, county clerks, county prosecutors. We are laser focused, and this is what we're going to do. Now, we've already held one U.S. Constitution boot camp on October 7th, the day that Israel was attacked. We checked that off our list. We know now the list, the enumerated list that's outlined in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, limiting what Washington can do to us. The rule that they must follow is in one article, one section of the U.S. Constitution. Oh, there's others. And we understand the First Amendment, its five components. We understand the Second Amendment, the Third, the Fourth, all the way through the Tenth, the Bill of Rights. We understand the 14th Amendment. We understand all of that now. Next up is Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan Constitution. And that training workshop is going to be on Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods from 10 a.m. to 12:30. You need to come to this training. You'll get a book and a reference guide on Robert's Rules of Order. It will be a crash course. You will understand it. You'll take the book home. You will study it. You will understand it. It's only 55 pages long. It's not the thick 599 pages or 612 pages of Robert's Rules of Order's book that will absolutely put you to sleep if you try to read it. This is going to be the nuts and bolts. This is going to be the bottom line. This is going to be information you need to know about every public meeting going forward the rest of your life. You will take the laminated 6-page reference guide to Robert's Rules of Order with you in your binder. You will do it. You have to understand, the process of how these meetings are to operate. You will absolutely, absolutely understand how these public meetings should be run. You'll be able to object. You'll be able to stop a public meeting in its tracks when they are not following proper procedure according to Robert's Rules of Order. You will also understand the Michigan State Constitution, that every single elected official takes an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution as well as the Michigan State Constitution, and how one particular state senator has already violated his oath of office and should resign. I will lay out the case, the argument, and you will confront him at every public meeting going forward for the rest of his political career as to why he shouldn't even be in Lansing anymore. Text me the word event. I'll text you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. They're the main sponsor of the event, along with this radio station. I'm going to be reaching out to Stephanie and Marcy, talking about Liberty Rising and Otsego and other groups to be part of this. I am finishing up the certification to be the instructor of this class for Robert's Rules of Order. We are buying the books. We are buying the guides. State Representative Neil Friske is donating the Michigan State Constitutions to us. Friske's Farm Market is providing the Honeycrisp apples. Bottled water will be provided. You bring your own snacks and lunch and eat during the class if you're hungry. But this is going to be a crash course, folks. This is going to be the quickest 2.5 hours of your life. We are going to get one break to go potty, check your cell phones, and then turn them off and get back into class, because this is going to be training that you must attend. It's going to be Saturday, December 2nd. The doors will open at 9:45. You'll get in. You'll get your books. You'll get your seat. We will start promptly at 10 o'clock. We will be sworn into session as state representatives. I will be the Democrat Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. You will be a state representative. I will split up the room between Democrats and Republicans, with the Democrats having a slight majority over the Republicans, and we will run a session using Robert's Rules of Order, using the book, using the reference guide, and you will see how they are ramrodding legislation through this year in Lansing with a two-seat majority in the House and the Senate with a governor, Gretchen Whitmer. You will understand the process. You will understand how they haven't even allowed Republicans to speak in committee hearings, how every single one of their amendments that have been offered has failed. Why? Because of the two-seat majority. Why? Because of Robert's Rules of Order. They are using it against us. This is how they are doing it. And you have to understand, the process. And once you understand the process and you understand the way these meetings are supposed to operate, you will be empowered to hold elected officials accountable. They will not like it. This is exactly why you need to come and join us. This is exactly why you need to come and be a part of it. Because we are going to do this, and they're not going to like it. And we are even going to vet our candidates running for school boards and county commissioners and county clerks and county sheriffs, prosecutors. We are going to check them to make sure that they understand the process, that they understand Robert's Rules of Order, that we are going to be trained, armed up, and attending their meetings and in their face when they do things that are not right, when they take illegal votes based on motions that should never even have been allowed to be put forward on the floor. The chairman should have gaveled down these motions before they were seconded or supported. Forget the discussion. Forget the vote. It's not happening. I'm the chair of this board, and it's not going to happen. You're going to learn how to do that. This is going to be absolutely the most educational, informative training you've ever attended in your life. I guarantee it. So text me event. I'll send you the link. You'll go to AC Conservatives. You'll read the post. You'll follow the instructions. You'll make your donation. You will pay for the book, the guide, and the pocket constitution. Excuse me, not pocket, full-blown, full-size Michigan state constitution. I'm looking at my U.S. pocket constitution as I'm speaking. This is going to happen. Northern Michigan, my listeners, you're going to be trained. You are going to be trained, and the elected officials are not going to like it. When you yell out objection, you're not following Robert's Rules of Order. This is an illegal motion, Mr. Chairman. You should never allowed it to be seconded or supported. It will stop their meetings in their tracks. Political chaos is coming. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.